Biography. What?
Her uncle?
Yes, of course, by marriage only, and a dear and rich and madly generous, but 50, flabby and too near, too fumblingly. Those moans, those pants, no, not by any chance, by chance. What is a girl to do? She fled, keeping equally intact his trinkets and her maidenhead, declaiming how that girl could act. Yards of pious sentiment she more than half believed she meant, till a loafer with a lute, but with sad dogs in his eyes, managed in an hour to tilt, and with no sense of surprise, all on which she had expended so much prose and all so splendid. So pretending that their lies, when they whispered them in bed, like the sad dogs in his eyes, like the cobwebs in her head, were a truth that could be told, they kept each other from the cold. He, both talented and trained, told his lies round as the Psalms. When he left her, she remained busy trying various qualms for a while, then ever after found such lies as sweet as laughter, and laughed through her remaining life as laughter earned its own reward. She was 7 times a wife without being really bored. For when she had no husband near, she inclined to share her cheer with various rather stoutly built loafers with an easy lilt, and all the tears she ever spilt were that the best of them would wilt while she was still inclined to tilt. So much for the sense of guilt. That's a light passage. Well, how light is it? I don't know. What's the difference between a light form and a heavy one? I think if you take your subject seriously and yourself lightly, you've got about the right balance. Here's an